Now, I'm guessing most of you have shopped at Trader Joe's at least once. So we're looking for a city in Canada where you'll find a store that resells or pirates Trader Joe's products from the U.S. It's a big city in the Pacific Northwest that was once called Gastown. Seattle is its neighbor to the south. And it's home to Pirate Joe's, a store with an attitude.
Hi, you've reached Pirate Joe's. Call back in a couple of minutes and bug us, and we'll pick up and we'll tell you what we have. Mostly costumes, pirate stuff, no groceries at all, really. We don't smuggle stuff from the United States. We don't bring it in. We don't even import it. We don't even bother with it. We don't go to the United States at all to get groceries and bring them in. No, we don't. Call us back.
Well, he may deny it, but Pirate Joe's cross-border shopping habits have earned him a lawsuit. We'll tell you more about that when we name Pirate Joe's home city in Canada a bit later in the program. This is PRI. Our GeoQuiz today sent you searching for Pirate Joe's. It's a Canadian grocery store. Think Trader Joe's with a bit of piracy. Now, there are no Trader Joe's anywhere in Canada, and that's why Pirate Joe's stepped in. The store resells Trader Joe's products, but usually at a higher price. Got to cover your overhead, right? Well, until recently, that has not been a problem, but now Trader Joe's is crying foul. We're going to find out why by talking to Pirate Joe himself. That'd be Mike Hallett. So, Mike, first of all, your store is located where?
It's in a old venerable neighborhood of Vancouver called Kitsilano. It's on 4th Avenue, and they call it Front Row.
So Vancouver, the beautiful city of Vancouver, is the answer to our GeoQuiz today. And I understand you're just back from a cross-border shopping trip. Where did you do your shopping?
Well, I'd like not to say. It's a bit of a cat-and-mouse game at the moment. I basically shop in the Pacific Northwest, where I get some love from Trader Joe's. At the store level. From a corporate point of view, they're not very happy with what I'm doing. However, the stores like the business.
The stores like the business because you go in, you get a lot of stuff. How much do you usually spend per trip?
I'll spend $5,000, but I try to not raid the stores because I just want to grab a few things like everybody else does, and then there's enough stores to go around that I can accumulate enough product to satisfy my customers in Vancouver.
So now Trader Joe's is suing you. They say you're damaging its brand. What do you say to that?
Show me the harm. I have very clear right to resell anything I legally own. I bought it fair and square. I'm reselling it. Trader Joe's is essentially using a red herring, some sort of vague trademark infringement brand harm argument in order to stop me. I've reached out to them many times, asked for guidance. Tell me under what conditions they will feel comfortable me reselling their product. And they just say, stop. It's not acceptable. And I find that unacceptable.
I understand you're so miffed by this that you've actually modified your store sign after the suit was filed.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was just a bit of a stunt. And the day we were sued, I said, hey, how about this? And took the P down and it kind of stuck. So the P stays down until it's resolved. We're going to take it to the end. I mean, I think it's important to find out what our rights are as citizens to, there's some corporate overreach here. And I think Trader Joe's should fire their lawyer. I mean, I think Trader Joe's is an amazing company. They make amazing products. I just don't think it's fair that the Canadians have to drive over a border to get them. The natural outlet in a free market is for somebody like me to set up a shop and resell it. And if I have to mark it up to cover my costs and make a profit, well, then so be it. And people have every right to either shop at my store or not.
So what used to be Pirate Joe's is, until further notice, Irate Joe's. That's pretty clever. How big is your shop?
Small. It's about 400 square feet. We have
tiny. Yeah.
Yeah, we have about 900 different products tucked in there. So we even have stuff underneath the cash register in an old cabinet. So if you know where to look, you can find special stuff.
What does your typical shopping list actually look like when you go down on one of these trips?
Well, we've tried everything. If you write a list of 900 things to get and go shop in a shop with a shopping cart, you're not going to get very far. So we've discovered a modality, so to speak, where basically Barry, who's my rock Irish kid who runs the store for me, he calls me up, and I've got my little Bluetooth thing, and I look like a regular shopper, and I'm not wearing a dress at this point. but believe me, it may come to that. And he calls in, and we go to calm. So when you come into the shop, you know, if we haven't got any of the unsweetened, unsulfured mango, stay tuned. You know, we'll be we're just a few days away from some more. But it is very, very. It's a silly. It gets an F as a business. I mean, really doesn't make any sense. But some things worth doing, you know, aren't necessarily fit in a box, I guess. And it's been a great journey, great run. If I'm ever in doubt, I work the floor, and people come in and shake my hand and just thank me for doing what we're doing. We're having a lot of fun.
All right, give us a little love here. If Trader Joe's has its way and makes you walk the gangplank, let's hear your best pirate reaction to that.
Arbitrage.
Perfect. Mike Hallett runs Pirate Joe's, a Canadian reseller of Trader Joe's products in Vancouver. It's the answer to the GeoQuiz, Vancouver, the city, that is. Mike, thanks so much for your time.
Hey, thanks, Marco.
By the way, we reached out to Trader Joe's corporate headquarters for a comment, and we did not hear back in time for our broadcast.